This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Comets decked out in their black uniforms with the white numerals. Thank you very much. The Purple Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals, and they will win the tip. However, the ball is going to be stolen away by Isaac Green. He'll take it down and put it up, and it's good. Isaac Green with a steal right at midcourt. He picked the pocket and went the distance. Got the first 2 points of the game. Sam Painter on the dribble over on the wing. Shot is up by Billy Beckham. It's no good. Hunter Curry comes away with the rebound. Quickly, Drew Fry takes the Comets back down the floor. They'll set up against the zone defense for the Purple Panthers. Going out top will be Isaac Green. He'll be replaced out there by Drew Fry. Drew Fry tries to pass inside. It's deflected, and coming up with it is Seth McGill. So one turnover each way here in the early going. Brady Bishop going to fire a long three. It's a little bit too long. And running down on the rebound. Oh, a little bump there. No foul. Green's going to go coast to coast off the glass. And good. Isaac Green has been a man possessed here as he has attacked the basket twice. This one from the left side. He has 4-0 lead for the Comets. Painter now going to go into the middle to Washburn. Washburn posts up at the elbow. He looks, can't find anybody, so he'll kick it back out top to Beckham. Beckham takes a couple of dribbles over on the right side. He'll go up top, giving it off to Washburn. Now over on the side it goes, and down inside, back to Beckham, who has his ball slapped away. Kicks it back up to Washburn. His shot will not go. Painter comes up the rebound, turn around for 15. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say out of bounds off the Comets. So it will be Litchfield ball, 6:18 to go, first quarter. 4-0, Comets with the lead. Setting a screen is Washburn. Then he kicks out, gets the ball, returns it back to McGill. McGill swings over to the opposite side to Beckham. Beckham off to Bishop. Bishop going to drive the left side off the glass, will not go. Got bumped, no foul called. Hunter Gray comes up with the rebound for the black-clad Comets. Three-point shot up from long-range distance there by Brock Nelson. It will not go. Panthers come away with the rebound. 5:55 on the first quarter clock. Painter with a long three comes up a little bit short. Comets with a rebound. Quickly they'll go down the other end, and quickly up for another two is Isaac Green. Purple Panthers a little slow getting back on defense, and Green made him pay. He has all 6 points on the board. Greenville with a 6-0 lead. Painter's going to pull things out as he's over in front of the stage. Now he'll dribble into the lane. Comes up. No, he'll pass off to Washburn. His little 10-footer is up and good. Ethan Washburn, averaging about 9 points a game, gets his first 2 points of the game, puts the Purple Panthers on the board at the 5-10 mark. It goes inside to Gray. Gray going to swing it back up top to Nelson. They'll go around the perimeter over to the left side to Drew Fry. Back up top to Brock Nelson. Now they'll look to go inside to Stearns. Stearns going to dish it off underneath to Hunter Gray, who fires one over the rim. It comes down in the hands of the Purple Panthers. 4:50 to go, first quarter, 6-2. Painter down the lane, scoops, and it's good. Sam Painter, in a move that he makes so well, just kind of flies right through, knives right through. Some people say that's a blow-by move, as he is right down the lane before the defense can adjust. Now a long three-point attempt comes up short, but it's tipped back, and the Comets maintain possession. They'll go inside to Stearns, reverse layup, good. Chad Stearns with an awesome reverse layup as he got the ball on the right side of the lane, right underneath the basket, got his first two. Painter has the ball tipped away, but McGill's there to help him out. McGill gives it back up top to Beckham. Beckham between the circles on the dribble. Looks over on the wing to Painter. We're halfway through quarter number one, 8-4, Greenville with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Painter would like to make another drive. He does. He'll scoop off the glass a little strong. This time it's pulled off by Drew Fry. Fry goes down the floor, and he'll set the offense up. Long skip pass across to Brock Nelson, but now back up top it goes to Isaac Green. They'll play catch around the perimeter, now go inside to Stearns. Back up top to Nelson for three. Nope, off the iron, will not go. Painter comes down with the rebound. 3-3-3 showing on that clock. Away go the Purple Panthers. Oh, a nice bounce pass into Washburn. A little reverse hook, and it's good. Give Washburn the points. Give McGill an outstanding assist on that play. Makes it 8-6. Comets with the lead and the ball. Nelson thought about a three. Instead, he'll skip pass across. It comes back to him over on the right side. He's being guarded there by Bishop. He'll swing it back up top to Green. Isaac goes inside, getting the ball into Gray. As they go into the middle, he travels, as that was a couple of two extra steps without a dribble by Green. Turnover number two. Two turnovers on the Comets, one turnover on the Purple Panthers. Down to the three-minute mark we go, 8-6, the Comets lead. Over on the right wing it goes to Beckham, up top to Bishop. Bishop going to drive down that lane, the left side scoop shot, up and good. Brady Bishop with his first 2 points of the night. Somehow or another, he can slither through that defense and come up with that little underhand scoop shot with the left hand, and he gets the fall more often than not. Back to Stearns inside. Now it goes down to Gray. Back up top, it'll go. Shot by Drew Fry. Goes up and over the backboard. So it'll be Panther ball at the 2:37 mark. 8-8 is our score. As Gray is going to have a seat, and Caleb Efron comes into the ball game for the Comets. Caleb Efron, a 6-foot senior. Painter brings the ball down on the dribble, goes into Washburn at the elbow. He's sitting over on the right side, looking to see if he can get ball back to Painter. Instead, they get the ball back to Bishop, who'll drive the right side of the lane. He'll pull it up, give it off to Beckham. Beckham goes inside, gives to Washburn. Washburn going to draw the foul as he headed to the basket. They're going to say Isaac Green was not set. Isaac's going to pick up his first. It'll be a common foul, no shooting there. So the Purple Panthers will inbound under their own basket. Down to the 2:10 mark we go, tied 8-8. Painter over here on the left side in front of the scorer's table backs it up to the midcourt. Gets the screen from Bishop. Painter's going to stop and pop from 18. It's good. Sam Painter off the dribble. Pulls up. True on the jumper. He has four. Panthers have the lead, 10-8. Nelson going to fire a three. Bottom of the net. Brock Nelson drains the tray from downtown Leroy Brown. Painter comes back. The Panthers now trail by one. It's 11-10. It'll be Bishop with a baseline jumper. Will not go. They'll fight for the rebound, and Green comes up with it. And away go the Comets the other way. They're headed to the east end, or from left to right, as we look at the floor. Three-point attempt by Nelson. No good. Washburn comes up with a rebound. You're going to hear that a few times tonight. Ooh, McGill almost threw it into the backcourt to Painter, but he got his feet down before he caught the ball. So no turnover there. Painter says, why not try another jump shot from the same spot? It won't go. Comets come away with the rebound. Fry stops and pops from 14. It won't go. Beckham comes up with the rebound as we head into the final minute of the first quarter. 11-10, Comets with the lead. Purple Panthers with the ball. Painter once again going to set things up. As he'll go over to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Has a couple of cutters coming through. Instead, he'll reverse it back to Beckham. Over on the left side, Beckham will come out between the circles, give the ball off to Painter, and the Purple Panthers will reset. Painter being guarded by Stern. He'll pass it off in the wing and then cut through. It's Bishop now with the ball up top to Beckham as we hit the 20-second mark. Litchfield working the ball, being patient, looking for the final shot of the first quarter. They trail by one, 11-10. We're down to the 12-second mark. Beckham to McGill. He'll fire that three. He'll miss that three. Coming up with a rebound yet again is Drew Fry, the 6-foot senior, down the other way to Stearns. Up and good. Long pass found Stearns ahead of the defense, and that makes it 13-10 as the horn sounds, ending the first quarter. Greenville, 13. Litchfield, 10. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WFMI. Second quarter action about to get underway here. Greenville with a 13-10 lead after one quarter of play. And the Comets will get the ball first to start the quarter. Off on the wing to Caleb Efron. Back to Nelson for three. Bottom of the net. Brock Nelson has found the reins from the tray land as he's picked up two threes and has 6 points. Now coming down the other way, going to be a foul called against the Comets. This one will go against, I believe it's going to go against Isaac Green, and that will be his second. cause him to have a seat, as he'll be replaced by Drew Fry in the lineup. So Fry, Nelson, Stearns, Efron, and Gray are the Comets on the floor at this time. Bishop, Beckham, Painter, McGill, and Warshman, the starting five for the Purple Panthers, still on the floor. McGill gives off to Beckham, who swings it back up top to Bishop. Bishop with the opportunity to drive that left side. He decides he's going to pull it out. As Gate Bronze is in the game, I'm sorry, and Painter's shot is no good, fighting for the rebound. Warshman comes up with it. Oh, nice pass to Painter as he found him wide open under the basket. Painter with his 6 points of the game makes it 16-12. Panthers within four. Now it's Nelson looking for another three. It's not there, so he'll swing it up top to Efron. Efron's going to give it off to Gate Bronze, a 6'2 senior, with the ball between the circles. Bronze will take the ball over on the wing. He'll give it there to Efron. Efron goes driving into the lane. Bishop shuts him off there. He'll kick it out to Nelson, who'll give it right back to him. Now over on the left side, it goes to Fry. Fry going to swing it back up top to Bronze. Bronze back to Fry. They're playing catch from the point. Now Bronze sets a screen for Fry. Swings it back over for Nelson. He's free for three. Guess what? Bottom of the net. For the third time tonight, Mr. Nelson fired in a three. He has three threes, give him 9 points. Make it a 19-12 lead for Greenville. Beckham at the head of the key. Going to go down the right side of the lane. He'll get shut off. Kick it back up top to Bishop. Bishop being guarded there by Bronze. Going to drive over to the right side. Now an illegal screen going to be called against the Purple Panthers, as it was a moving pick by Billy Beckham. That'll be his first team foul on the Purple Panthers. So the Comets will inbound as we hit the six-minute mark of quarter number two. They lead this one 19-12, looking for full possession of the South Central Conference Championship for the season. Inside, shots up by Fry. He gets his own rebound, misses a second time. Now the Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Bishop thought about a three. Now he's going to drive the lane. A little underhand shot. It's good. Brady Bishop with his second drive to the basket tonight. He has no problem going in there against the taller Timbers, because he is quick and he is slick. And he's got 4 points. It's a 5-point lead for the Comets as Nelson misses a three. Painter comes up with a rebound. Back the other way go the Purple Panthers. Now it's going to be Painter who's going to get called for the charge, and we're going to have a problem here, because the Comet who took the charge really banged his head hard against the floor. Sam Painter's going to pick up the foul. It'll also go as a turnover on the Purple Panthers, and it looks like Drew Fry is kicking the cobwebs out, and I believe, well, they're going to go ahead and get a substitute in for him. Good idea here. Grant McCullough will come in as Drew Fry, a little bit groggy as he comes over to the sideline. McCullough, a 6'4 senior in the lineup, as the inbound pass comes in to Caleb Efron. Efron gives off to Bronze. Bronze between the circles takes it over on the left wing to Caleb Efron. Efron's going to dribble drive into the lane. Nice bounce pass, but it was intercepted there by Beckham. Had the right idea, but Beckham knew what was coming off. He sliced in there and gets the turnover. Three miscues against the Comets. Back comes Painter. Jump shot from 14, and it's good. Sam Painter's found that shooting touch. Who am I kidding? He's never lost that shooting touch. He has 8 points, and it's a 19-16 game. Comets with the lead. Comets with the ball. 4:44 showing on the second quarter clock. They'll go into Stearns. He thought about driving in. Panthers shut off the lane, so he'll kick it back out. Cut across the lane. Get a baseline jumper, and it's good. Chad Stearns with his 6 point of the game. That's the kind of dead-eye shooter he is. Averaging about 13 points a game. As we said, the leading scorer for the Comets. Had to set out for about a month. Painter's shot comes up a little offline this time. Coming away with the rebound is Efron. He'll take it down on a dribble. Swing it up top to Nelson. Oh, Nelson with a nice pass. Cross court up, and Painter blocks the shot. Attempt by Chad Stearns. Two good passes, but one fine defensive play. There goes Bishop to the basket. This time he's going to go to the floor. When he gets up, he'll go to the free throw line. As this foul will be called against Gate Bronze. Our first free throws of the game will come from Brady Bishop. a 76% free throw shooter. Just as I say that, he rolls the first one out. Setting on 4 points, looking for five. 5 points is the deficit as we're inside the four-minute mark. Brady's second free throw is good. So he has three in the quarter, five in the game. It's 21-17, Greenville with the lead and the ball. Nelson over here on the right wing kicks it back up top to Braun. Braun to Nelson, now back over it goes to Efron. Efron going to swing it down on the left side, and he'll hit Braun on the free throw line extended. Now they'll go inside to Stern. Stern's going to kick it back. I love the inside-outside play, and Gate Braun nails the tray, gives Stern the assist. That's the coach's dream. When you go inside-outside, hit that high post, he kicks it off to the perimeter. Perimeter guy has a free look, a squared-up look for the three. Now Bishop for three. Bottom of the net. Not only did he get three, but he has the chance to get one more as he was hacked in the act and the shot dropped. It'll be 8 points for Bishop. The foul is going to go against number 12. That's Gate Bronze. He'll pick up his second. And now Bishop to attempt to complete the three-point play. And he does. Drew Fry going to re-enter the game. Good to see him back in the lineup as Bronze will have a seat. Brady Bishop, 7 points here in the quarter, has 9 points leading the way for the Purple Panthers, who have drawn back to within three. 24-21, Greenville with the lead and the ball. Nelson out between the circles, takes it over to Fry on the left wing. Fry on a little dribble drive. Now he's going to kick it back to Gray. Gray's going to go inside to Stern. He'll pivot. His shot won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be the Purple Panthers' Seth McGill coming up with the rebound. Seth McGill listed at 5'6", and he goes in there and gets a big rebound. Painter, bottom of the net. He was well beyond the three-point arc, but he'll tell you, well within range. He has 7 in the quarter, 11 in the game. Don't look now, we're tied up. 24-24 at the 2:40 mark. Gray with the ball on the baseline, kicks it back out top. Now to Stearns, who looks inside from the elbow. He'll drive, he'll spin, he'll kick it back out. Pass is deflected, but Fry comes up with it. Thomas maintains possession at the 2:25 mark. Stern at the elbow, pass up on that shot. He'll give the ball to Efron. Efron with a bounce pass into Gray. It rolls across the rim and won't go down. That one did everything but dropped through the bucket. Painter with a nice pass to Washburn. The drive of Painter got Washburn open, and he simply dished it off. Washburn said, thank you very much, and picks up his 6 points. At the two-minute mark, the Panthers take their first lead of the game, and now Washburn's going to get called for a holding call as he was trying to keep Stearns from penetrating. The contact was there. Stearns going to take a break now as he'll be replaced by Grant McCullough. Washburn with his first. That's only the third team foul. Now a three-point attempt is up and good by Drew Fry, who just came back into the game. So we know that he didn't lose his shooting touch while he was on the floor. Looking none the worse for the wear. Five threes on the game, and now Painter stops and pops from 12. It's good. 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game for Painter, as it's now 28-27, Panthers with a one-point lead. It's raining threes all over the place tonight as Greenville has 5 threes. Baseline jumper's up. No good. There's that big guy McGill coming up with another rebound. I tell you what, he knows how to get position, and he moves while the ball is in the air. This one is in the air and through the net. Bottom of the net for Sam Painter. We head into the final minute of the first half, and the Purple Panthers have a 31-27 lead. With the ball, Efron up top. He'll go over on the wing to Fry. Fry looking inside for Gray. Gray's not open, so he'll kick it back. And it's going to be a three-point shot up and no good by Brock Nelson. Here comes Painter and the Panthers off to Bishop on the wing. Back up top to Painter. Oh, thought about a three. Said, why not? He'll fire it. This one goes off the iron. Coming away with a rebound is Brock Nelson. 31-27, Purple Panthers with a four-point lead as we head to the final 30 seconds of the first half. Drew Fry trying to go inside, and there's that man McGill with yet another steal. Purple Panthers coming up with it. McGill with rebounds, McGill with steals, We head to the final 15 seconds of the first half. McGill doesn't have a whole lot of points to show for his effort yet, but he has been a big man on campus as he's been doing outstanding work. Now Painter comes working down to a three. He'll step back. He'll fire off the iron. No good. Washburn with a turnaround. A putback. It is good. Washburn on the buzzer gives the Purple Panthers a 33-27 lead, a team that lost last night to North Mac 62-42, but they have come out here in the first half tonight, and I mean they are on fire. They are energized. They are ahead at halftime 33-27. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, enjoying some exciting high school basketball. I've seen Litchfield play several times this year. That second quarter, I believe, was the best quarter I've seen them play all season long. They'll have a six-point lead, and they'll have the ball first starting the third quarter. Painter's driving layup, no good, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Even when the shot doesn't go, the determination of Painter pays off. Now it's Green going to kick it out on the wing to Efron, bottom of the net. Caleb Efron with his first points of the game, and that is the sixth three of the night for the Comets. Draws them back within five, 35-30. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers, so the turnover will give the ball over to the Comets. That's only the third turnover of the game for the Purple Panthers. I have the Comets with only four. Stearns with the ball. He's going to drive the lane right side. Off the glass, it's good. It's a good, strong move by Chad Stearns. Washburn did all that he could to stop him, but there just was not stop, no stopping the 6'3 senior. Now over to Bishop for three. Bottom of the net. Brady picks up his second tray of the day. Give him a dozen points. He's in double figures along with Bishop and Painter. Now the shot's up and off of him. No good. Oh, Painter got away with one there. Now he gets away with the block, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Comet fans are upset on that, and I really don't blame them. Kind of a bit of a bear hug there, I guess you could say. But if they don't blow the whistle, it's not a foul. Bishop going to go inside. Now he'll kick it out to McGill for three. Off the back iron it goes, but Bishop's able to corral the rebound. They'll reset and give the ball to Painter over in front of the stage. 6:20 and counting, third quarter. 38-32, McGill for three. Bottom of the net. It's raining threes in Litchfield tonight. As McGill comes up with a big three. Now Brock is way out there. Brock Nelson, he shot a three-point shot from four-point land, and it's no good. It'll go out of bounds. Coach Cantrell not happy at all, so he's going to take a timeout. While he takes that timeout, we'll look over things. First of all, for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, two threes, two twos, and two free throws for Brady Bishop. He has 12 points in double figures. Then it's Sam Painter with two threes, six twos, 18 points for Painter. He averages about 20 points a game, and guess what, folks? He's almost there. Another tray by Seth McGill. So the Purple Panthers, they have drained five threes, and they have a 41-32 lead here at the 6:03 mark of quarter number three. As we look at the Greenville Comets, they have thrown in not three, not four, not five, but six threes. They have 32 points. 18 of them have come from three-point land. They have seven twos to go along with that. Leading the way, as we said, Brock Nelson. He's fired in three threes. And then it's 6 points for Green, 6 points for Sternum, 3 points for Efron, who just fired in a three here in the third quarter. We're back to live action as the ball goes inside to Washburn. Off the glass and good. Ethan Washburn takes the old high-low pass and gets the shot to drop. And all of a sudden it's 43-32. The Purple Panthers with their biggest lead of the game here in the third quarter. It comes. Over on the wing, Efron thought about a shot. Said he'll stop. He'll pop now as he takes two dribbles in closer. Says that's close enough range. Efron has come up with 5 points all here in the third quarter. Draws the Comets to within nine. 43-34, Beckham for three. Will not go up. Up. Washburn's going to get caught this time as he was reaching over the top. And He's going to get called for his second foul. First foul, of course, on the Purple Panthers here in the second half. Greenville had but four team fouls in the first half. Very well played, clean played game. The referee's letting them play. Stearns in the lane, kicks it back out top to Brock. Nelson going to give to Stearns. Off to Ephron for a long three. This one rattles around, won't go down. And Beckham gathers it in and dishes it off to Painter. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 43-34. Bishop for three. Nope, this one's a little long. This one's a little strong. Green comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it off to Ephron. Ephron in three-point range again. Instead, he'll go into Stearns. That's what you call bread and butter. Ephron's had the hot hand. He draws the attention of the defense and drops it off to Stearns for his 10th point of the game. 43-36. As the Purple Panthers work the offense on the wing, it's Beckham going down to the corner. He'll give off to McGill. McGill had the ball slapped out of his hands, but he regained. Off to Washburn, back to McGill. Baseline pass is tipped, out of bounds. It will be Litchfield ball. Under their own basket, in the corner, kind of. 43-36, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. McGill will have the honor. He'll get it into Bishop. Bishop to Painter. Painter, outside the three-point line, going to drive to the free throw line. Now he'll spin, try to go down the lane. He's being shut off. Awkward shot, no good. Brock Nelson comes up with a rebound. Back the other way, go the Comets. Nelson over on the wing, down to Stearns in the corner. His shot comes up short. Painter comes up with the rebound. 3:55 and counting, 43-36. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. They'll walk the ball down the floor, take their time. Green guarding Painter. Painter looking for a screen from Beckham. Now Beckham will roll away, and Painter will reset the offense. Green's going to have to come out and guard him a little closer if they want to get a five-second count started. He'll go over to the other side. Now he'll try to drive the lane and go between his legs and come back out and reset. Off to the wing, wants to go to McGill. He's being covered up, so he'll go to Bishop. Bishop going down the left side of the lane. He decides to spin and go back across the lane. Now he'll give to Beckham on the right side. Back to McGill. McGill with a nice pass for Bishop. Bishop off to Worshman, and his shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called. Not sure if this was on the shot or after the shot. 22 going to get called for the forearm. That will be Stearns picking up the foul, and that will send Washburn to the free throw line. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. And he drops that first one in, clean as a whistle. Give him three in the quarter, 11 in the game. Purple Panthers' lead is eight as Washburn eyes the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second one. Four and a quarter, 12 in the game for Washburn, 45-36, a nine-point lead for the Purple Panthers, looking to see if they can maybe grab a share of the South Central Conference lead here in the next to the last game. Brock Nelson, long three, comes up short. Beckham comes up with a rebound. Beckham did a good job there of stealing off the defense, getting good rebound position. He's skied to the board, kicks it off to Painter. Painter's going to drive the lane, dish it off to Washburn. That play has been working to perfection. Painter has picked up two or three, maybe four assists, finding Washburn inside. Now a pass that was a little bit errant, but Brock Nelson's able to recover it. They'll kick and reject the pass. And back it goes to Fry. Fry goes inside. Shot is up, but it's blocked, and they're going to say black ball. Purple Panthers doing a good job of flying and skying, and now it's Stearns with the inbound pass. He jumped, caught, and shot in one swift motion. Six in the quarter, 12 in the game for Chad Stearns. Makes it a nine-point game, 47-38. Painter loses control of the ball as he went in erratically down the lane, and now, as is so often the case, the frustration got to him. He was trying to go back, and he was going to get caught for the foul. I do believe. Wait a second. Nope, I think they're going to call Seth McGill for the foul. On Seth, that'll be personal foul number one. Sam thought it was on him. He was right there with the action of the double team, but McGill picks up foul number one, second team foul on the Purple Panthers. Fry with the ball goes to Stern. Stern at mid-post, back out top to Fry. Now they'll swing it up top to Ephraim. Back to Stern, who'll drive the lane, has the ball poked away from behind, and away comes Sam Painter with the ball. Thomas has committed 5 turnovers in a very cleanly played game. We go down to 100 seconds here in the third quarter. 47-38, 9-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Beckham rolling through, they're running that wheel offense, and then Painter comes around, he'll get the ball. Painter being guarded there closely by Isaac Green. He'll back up and reset with 1:30 to go. Whoa! Little bump there. Green got away with it. Off to McGill goes the pass. Painter now with the ball again. Painter and Green. Now Nelson does a good job of cutting him off. Now the pass is deflected. Turnover on Painter as the Purple Panthers going to have to try to stop the or play on the defense as they'll stop the shot. And then coming up with a rebound was Beckham. The whole time Greenville was playing with 4 players as Nelson was putting his shoe on at midcourt. Now the reach in is going to go. This time it will go on Painter, who missed the shot and then in frustration reached in on the rebound. Painter will pick up his 2nd. He has 2. Washburn has 2. Nobody really in foul trouble. For the Comets, Bronze has 2. Isaac Green has 2. And we're into the final minute of the third quarter. 47-39. Panthers by 9. To try to get a share of the South Central Conference lead with 1 game to play. He goes into Green, and Green's going to charge into Washburn, and Washburn's going to pick up personal foul number 3 as he was not set. Sorry, they're going to call that one on Beckett. Now the shot is up, and it's good. And this one is Nelson, who picks up the shot. He picks up another 3 and has 12 points now and draws the Comets to within 6, 47-41. Bishop going to drive and kick out to McGill for 3. It rattles around, but it won't go down. Gray comes up with a rebound. Inside 20 seconds we go. Comets trailed by 6 at halftime. They trail by 6 right now with an opportunity for the final shot of the third quarter. Down to 8, to 7, to 6. Ephron shots up. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. Purple Panthers have come away with it. McGill is going to fire a 3 off the board, and it's no good. After 3 quarters of play here at Litchfield High School, it is Litchfield 47, Greenville 41. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WFMI. An exciting, evenly played third quarter as each team scored 14 points. And so as we go into the final 8 minutes of regulation, it is 47-41. The Purple Panthers still enjoying the 6-point lead they had at halftime. Setting things up, Drew Fry for the Comets, who will get the ball first here in the fourth quarter. They try to go into Stern. There's McGill coming up the steal. On pass ahead, it's to Beckham. He loses the handle, but he's able to control it and get the ball out front to Painter. Painter says, let's pull up and set up here. He's being guarded by Stern. Painter's going to drive off of a screen from Bishop over to the right side. Now he'll slow things up as Beckham sets the screen for McGill. That opens up the lane for Bishop or for Painter to stop and pop. He'll come up short. Stern comes up with a rebound. Fry with the ball. Up top it goes to Ephron. Back to Fry. Fry to Stern with the head of the key on the free throw line. He'll take it. Now he'll drive down the right side of the lane. Force his way into the basket. And Washburn gets a hand on top of the ball. Jump ball. Arrow will favor the Purple Panthers. They'll get the ball back. And that'll be turnover number 8 on the Comets. Hunter Gray is going to take a seat. As now Brock Nelson will come back into the lineup. So it's Fry and Nelson, Green, Stern, and Ephron in the lineup for the Comets. For the Purple Panthers, they're still going with that starting 5 that's been in there pretty much all night long. Green just called for a blocking foul as he was trying to body check Painter a little bit. Personal foul number 3 on Isaac Green at the 6:40 mark. Purple Panthers will inbound, but not until Seth McGill gets the shoes tied. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter, 47-41. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. It comes in to Bishop. Bishop's going to kick it over to Beckham for three. No. That one hits high up off the rim, hits the basket support, and it'll go back over to Greenville. 6:33 showing on the fourth quarter clock. The home team, the Litchfield Purple Panthers, with a 47-41 lead. The Comets of Greenville with the ball. Drew Fry swings it over to the other side to Efron, to Caleb, back to Fry, now to Nelson. They're playing catch across the top. Cutting inside is Green. They can't find him. Now they do at the free throw line. He looks inside. Stearns got three. Somebody lost their assignment there as Chad Stearns just kind of wandered in the lane. Nobody picked him up. He has 14 points to lead the way for the Comets, who's drawn back within six. Inside 6 minutes we go. Painter with the dribble. Going to go inside to Beckham. One dribble off the glass and good. So this time, Painter found a different guy. He found Billy Beckham, who picked up his first points of the game. Makes it 49-43. Brock Nelson with the ball over on the wing. Gives the ball off to Efron. He was driving in and then passed out at the last second for three. Drew Fry gets bottom of the net. His second tray of the day, give him 6 points, draws the Comets within three. It's 49-46 as Bishop goes down the lane, dishes off to Workman, can't find a handle. Finally, he gets it off to Beckham out top, and they'll reset. Over to Bishop, who's going to drive the right side. Beautiful shot. Brady Bishop arching his back as he was underneath the backboard a little bit. The defender had him sealed off, but he would not be denied. Now at the other end, Isaac Green comes up with a nice layup from the left side. And once again, it's a three-point game. We go inside 5 minutes of regulation. If you were listening last night, you know what I mean. Painter has the ball stolen back the other way. Fry misses the shot, but the putback is there by Brock Nelson. And that's why they always tell you, follow the play. Nelson has 14. We have a one-point game. 4:30 left in the fourth quarter. Beckham with the ball over on the right wing. Trying to find Bishop in the post. He camps in the lane. Now he'll kick out and get the ball over on the right wing. Sam will bring the ball up on the dribble as we hit the 4:20 mark. And Coach Drew Logan says, I think I want a timeout. 4:18 showing on the clock. Litchfield 51, Greenville 50. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. We hope you enjoy tonight's game. Whether you're listening to us on WSMI FM 106.1 or whether you're listening to the stream at WSMIRadio.com, brought to us by the fine folks at Network One Sports. In any event, it has been some exciting high school action, and we're not done yet, folks. 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. 51-50, easy for you to say. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Remind you that Thursday night, if you can, bring a shoehorn and try to get into Hillsboro High School, where the Greenville Lady Comets will be taking on the Hillsboro Lady Toppers. If you can't make it, tune in to 106.1. Tim Mize will have the call of that one, and I hope it is half as exciting as the one was last night. Outstanding girls basketball in the South Central Conference. And here tonight, we can say the same for the boys. Outstanding SCC play. Hit the four-minute mark as the Purple Panthers, with a one-point lead, get the ball off on the baseline to Beckham. As he drives the basket, Brock Nelson going to get called for the blocking foul. For Nelson, that will be his first foul. For the Purple Panthers, that will send Billy Beckham to the free throw line. Beckham's first trip to the charity stripe tonight. And the first one rolls off. Purple Panthers are 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Guess what? The Greenville Comets have not shot a free throw all night. Don't tell anybody. Second free throw is up and good for Beckham. Billy has 3 points on the night. The Purple Panthers have a two-point lead. 3:50 and counting. Oh, Nelson thought about a long three. Instead, he'll go to Stearns. Stearns back out top to Fry. Fry is going to look inside. He'll find Green. Green goes into the lane. Can't get a shot off, so he'll kick it back out front. Brock Nelson had to really stretch to get that one before it went back over midcourt. Fry gets the pass for a three. Off the iron. Finally goes down. That was a thank you very much as it hit the iron, bounced high, came back, rattled around about three more times, then finally dropped through. Lady Luck be a comet tonight. Back the other way, the Purple Panthers throw it away. Their fifth turnover of the game. And so with 3:11 to go, the guests from Greenville have taken a 53-52 lead. We talked about how this season for the Purple Panthers, one of the things they've done is win the close ones. They're in one tonight. Drew Fry for three. This one rattles around. Won't go down. But as Stearns comes up with the rebound, he'll get blocked going up for the shot. He'll get fouled. And the foul, I believe, is going to go against Washburn. That will be three on Washburn, and it'll send Chad Stearns to the free throw line for Greenville's first charity toss of the night. Stearns eyes it, tries it, comes up short. He'll get another one as he was hacked in the act. 14 points on the night for Chad Stearns, averaging 13. Looking for 15. He found it. So the second free throw is good. Gives him 3 in the quarter, 15 for the game. 54-52, Comets with a two-point lead. Bishop trying to drive into the lane. He's getting shut off there, so he'll pick his dribble up, give it off to McGill. McGill's going to back out to create a little bit of space. Now give it back off to Bishop. Whoa! Bishop had his pocket picked, and then as Efron was going down the floor, Bishop, I think, went to grab for the ball. But instead, he got hold of the player, and he was fortunate. I thought when it first happened, they were going to call an intentional, but they do not. So the Purple Panthers, despite the fact that they have a turnover there, they get a break because it could have been two free throws and the ball. Instead, it'll go inside to Stearns. His pump fake gets the opening as the defense goes down. Stearns goes up. 5 1/4. 17 points on the night for Stearns. At the 2:15 mark, all of a sudden, Greenville has opened up a four-point lead. Bishop to Painter. Painter stops and pops from the free throw line. High off the glass it goes. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Down in the corner, it is Fry who saves it into Nelson. Nelson points back to Fry and says, good save. That's teamwork. Back the other way. Another pump fake. The Purple Panthers go skyborne, and as a result, the shot goes in, and the foul is going to be called on Bishop. I believe it was Bishop. Perhaps it's going to be, no, it's going to be on Washburn, as Washburn is going to pick up his fourth, and Isaac Green got the bucket. He'll get the bruise, 10 points in the game, looking for his 11th. 58-52, it's a six-point lead for GHS. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. 11 points for Isaac Green to go along with a 15 points from Chad Stearns, and now we'll have a timeout on the floor. 1:44 showing on the fourth quarter clock. The Purple Panthers, who have led for most of this game, now find themselves on the short end of the stick. Greenville, 59. Litchfield, 52. Back after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched up here in the cheap seats, as they might say, having a good old time watching high school basketball. Panthers trailing by 7 as we hit the 100-second mark. Beckham takes the inbounds pass. He'll stop at the elbow, give off to McGill. He'll fire a long 2. No good. Fry comes away with a rebound. I'm not sure that's what the Purple Panthers were looking for coming out of that timeout. Caleb Ephraim, who's come off the bench and had an outstanding game tonight, gives off to Green down the lane and up and good. Isaac Green, with his 7th point of the quarter, gives him 13 points, makes it a 9-point lead. Down to Beckham it goes as we go down to the 1:10 mark. Now to Brady. Brady Bishop drives that left hand and gets that layup to go. Give him 16 points as the Purple Panthers will take a quick timeout. 1:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. 61-54. The Panthers are trailing, and they need to get some stops and some tops. We'll see if they can do just that when we return after these messages on WSMI. A 20-7 advantage for Greenville in the fourth quarter has changed a six-point deficit into a seven-point advantage for the Comets as they will inbound to Brock Nelson. Nelson being guarded by McGill as we head into the final minute. Nelson's going to dribble across midcourt, and he'll back it up. McGill tries for the steal. Nelson's able to spin away from it. Now into a double team he goes. And a foul going to be called on the Purple Panthers as they had to get the clock stopped. Seth McGill will pick up his second. To the free throw line will go Brock Nelson. Well, the Comets, who has shot no free throws at all through three quarters, are now going to attempt their fourth one here in the fourth quarter. They're 2-for-3 from the charity stripe tonight. Nelson's free throw, true and blue. He now has 8 points in the quarter, 14 points for the game. Second one's up, and it's good. And so it's 63-54. As Nelson can both of those free throws. And not sure what the stoppage of play was there, but they'll reset and go as Painter's going to try to drive down the lane, fires it up from the left side. No good. Nelson comes away with the rebound, and Washburn is going to foul him quickly. Ethan's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his fifth. Ethan Washburn going to sit down with 14 points to his credit tonight. They're going to call it an intentional foul as Nelson. No, they're not going to call it an intentional foul. That is the 19th foul, so it's 1-1. I thought they had everybody back, and I didn't think it was intentional. Nelson, first free throw is up and good. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe tonight. Give him 5 in the quarter. Make it 6 in the quarter. And 18 points for Brock Nelson. Down to the final 30 seconds we go. Greenville's going to win the game. Greenville's going to win the conference. McGill, baseline drive. Kicks it off to Beckham. Now to Painter. Painter's going to drive the lane. He'll stop and pop for the 12. It comes up short. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Austin Niehaus as he has come in to replace Horsburn in the Purple Panther lineup. Now Sam Barber going to come into the ball game. Brian Prater is going to enter the game as well. As Gate Bronze will come in for the Comets. So each one of the starters can get a high five from the coach. And they will come down the floor, and I don't think the Purple Panthers will bother fouling them. And so our final score looks to be Greenville 65, Litchfield 54. It will be an 11-point victory for the Comets, and they are your 2018-2019 South Central Conference champions with an 8-0 mark. One game left, but nobody can catch them. We'll catch a break and come back and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WFMI. Piling out of Simmons Gymnasium, the visitors from Greenville, they're going to have a happy ride home as their Comets defeated the Litchfield Purple Panthers 65-54. And with that, they picked up win number 8 in conference play. And even though they have a home date Friday against Gillespie, as we said, nobody in the South Central can catch them. And so the Greenville Comets will be our conference champions in the SCC this year. Looking at the scoring, first for the victorious Greenville Comets, they were led in scoring by Brock Nelson, with 18 points. Chaz Stearns, 17 points. Isaac Green, 13 points. 9 points for Drew Fry on three threes. 5 points for Caleb Ephraim off the bench. And 3 points for Gate Bronze off the bench. So three players in double figures for the Comets. Nelson with 18. Stearns with 17. Isaac Green with 13. Good balanced scoring. Quarters of 13, 14, 14, and a huge fourth quarter, 24, as they outscored Litchfield 24-7 in the fourth quarter, turned a 6-point deficit into an 11-point victory. For the Greenville Comets, they see their overall season record improve to 17-12. They are now 8-0 in conference play, and as we said, they will finish up their conference season and their regular season Friday night with a home encounter against the Gillespie Miners. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, who see their overall season record drop to 18-9, and they will drop to 6-2 in the conference, they were led in scoring tonight by Sam Painter with 18 points. Brady Bishop chipped in 16 points. 14 points for Ethan Washburn. Billy Beckham with 3 and Seth McGill with 3. As the Purple Panthers had quarters of 10, 23, 14, and 7. They were 5 for 7 from the free throw line. Greenville 6 for 7 from the free throw line. But the Purple Panthers lose this one tonight. However, we'll be right back here on Friday night as the Hillsboro Hilltoppers will come a-calling on the Litchfield Purple Panthers as they'll finish out the regular season. But for here and for now, it is the Greenville Comets with a 65-54 victory over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We, of course, want to thank the fine folks here at Litchfield for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. And, of course, thanks to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Tom Williams for producing tonight's game. One final time from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield, our final score, Greenville 65, Litchfield 54, Greenville Comets, conference champions in the SEC. This is Gary Coker saying so long from the hard court.